Well, here we are on the Busted Halo Show. We talk a lot. I do, sometimes, Father Dave, me, and the rest of Team Busted Halo. Talk about prayer, connecting with God. We can do that through meditation, through conversing, through ritual, traditional prayers. But can we actually converse with God? And if so, how do we express ourselves? Are we as diverse in our prayer as we are with our friends or family? Well, our guest this evening is Susan Isaacs. Susan takes her ups and downs in life and brings them to God's attention in her recently released literary debut, Angry Conversations with God, a snarky but authentic spiritual memoir. Susan is a writer, comedian, and performer with credits in TV, film, stage, and radio. She has read her essays on public radio's Weekend America and is a contributing writer to Donald Miller's Burnside Writers Collective. She wrote DirecTV's Songs of Praise specials, hosted by NASCAR champ Darrell Waltrip, featuring singers Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith. She's performed her original material on a number of stages and has appeared in films such as Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Scrooged, and on TV shows such as Seinfeld, The Drew Carey Show, My Name is Earl, and many others. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Susan Isaacs.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
I know. You must have done a lot.
I put everyone to sleep. I hope no one's driving.
Are you kidding? That was all very exciting. That's a very exciting bio.
It was a very exciting bio, and yet,
yeah?
When I hit 40, I was jobless, loveless, and living over a garage.
Oh my goodness, with all the you know, you were in Planes,
yeah.
Trains, and Automobiles,
yeah.
Our phone screener Brett loved you, he loves that movie, remembers that?
Well, how the mighty have fallen.
So what, about how long ago was this, a few years ago?
This was a few years ago.
Yeah? And a lot of things seemed to end or come to a screeching halt?
They did, in 2003. In my book, I talk about it. I mean, they're definitely middle-class white girls' problems, but they were mine, and I was middle-class white girl. So my father died. My mom had a stroke. My acting career died in New York, so I moved back to L.A., A, to help my mom, and B, you know, try to get my career back going. And then my four best friends in New York all suddenly became hugely successful. One of them was cast in a hit TV show in L.A. that was created by my high school boyfriend. So, I mean, the odds on these things started getting very strange. Like, really, God, you really had to line that up. Meanwhile, I didn't have a job. And then those same four best friends got married. And I was back in L.A., you know, nursing my broken heart, just fresh on a breakup from a guy that I had dated for 3 years. And,
wow.
You know, I thought I was going to marry him. So I flew back to New York for the weddings, literally got off the plane. A friend called me. She says, I know things are tough. Just let's go for a walk in Central Park. The sun's shining. Life's still happening. And we're walking through the park, and I'm like, you know, life really isn't so bad. I'm going to be okay. And who should walk past us and not see us but my newly ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend?
Oh, my goodness, Susan.
12 million people. I'm like, okay, God, now I know it's personal. I mean, I was just completely devastated.
So you would say that you would describe yourself, even thus to this point in life, that you had a relationship with God?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I've been a Christian all my life.
Yeah.
I was raised Lutheran, but I mean, I also tried all sorts of, you know, things like, you know, Pentecostals and Episcopalians and, you know, rock and roll slackers for Jesus. I went through the whole thing.
You know. You did all those. Yeah.
I do.
But at this point, it must feel like, boy, everybody's getting a break. It's almost like Job, where all of his friends are doing okay. And
yeah, I mean, I could, you know, take a step back from it. People around me would have, you know, like my sister would say, well, you know, Susan, when I'm going through a hard time, I just try to think of people in Somalia. And I was like,
Somalia.
I'm not in Somalia. I'm in Central Park watching my ex-boyfriend French kiss his new girlfriend. Okay? You know, so that doesn't really work for me right now. You know?
The Somalia
my
thing.
Friend says, Susan, God is good all the time. I'm like, well, he's not good to me all the time. Okay?
So would you describe this as a time that you were mad at God?
Well, you know, first of all, what started is obviously career heartbreak and romantic heartbreak. It started to dissolve my faith. I started to wonder, is God real? Is he personal? Is he good? I had spent so much of my life trying to guess what he wanted and, you know, pray and figure out his will. And I messed up big time in a lot of different ways. And at that point, the whole foundation of faith started to plummet, because I always did have faith. But at that point, I didn't even know if what people were telling me in church was true. I started to feel like maybe I have been hoodwinked. I've just been, you know, responding to a lot of really great marketing campaigns.
Right, right.
And so that started a much deeper, more frightening thing, which was, I don't know if God's good.
Okay.
And so I went to counseling, and I went, it was an ex, a Christian therapist who had been an ex-pastor. He was a pastor at one time. So he really was the right person to go to. And I think the first day he's like, well, you know what? You got robbed. The church sold you a lot of marketing campaigns, and you got robbed. I was like, oh, no. But basically, I mean, he helped me walk me through that. A lot of my faith was based on maybe American culture, maybe some of the things that the church did try to sell us in efforts to make our lives better. But I think it's very easy for us to turn God from being God into being our personal assistant, you know, our life coach.
Our life coach,
you know,
exactly.
Jesus is my life coach.
Right. Well, and one of the points you make, Susan Isaacs is our guest this evening. It's Angry Conversations with God. One of the points you make in the book is that in some ways you first learned about getting to know God can be compared to dating, a romantic relationship. And where did you take it from there?
Well, I said, well, if this is a marriage, then we need to go to counseling because we weren't getting along.
You and God. Which is a beautiful, I mean, really is a beautiful image.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think it is. I mean, ultimately, it is a love relationship. You see that all through the Bible, the love and the way that God does pursue us. At the time when I got the God in my head, the crazy, my mixed up, skewed version of God in my head and, like, tried to put him in a room, he was, like, the non-compliant spouse who, like, didn't want to be there and thought, like, you know, your problems aren't Darfur. Get over yourself. I mean,
right.
That's the God that I heard in my head. And when I had to vocalize him, I mean, the therapist was like, I want to hear what God sounds like in your head. How would he respond to you? And he was like, rah, rah, rah. You know?
that was your God impression right there?
You know, like, whatever. That was, and I thought,
I've got
wow.
a lot of problems on this earth. Stop bothering me.
Yeah, it's like, I got people in Somalia, like your sister said, you know. And I thought, wow, that's, intellectually, I can recognize that that's not the God in the Bible, and yet that's what I had turned him into. So how do I make him change?
Sure. Well, I mean, we talk about couples counseling or even just simply the title of your book, that it's Angry Conversations yeah. with God. I find, as a priest, I find so many people that either in the sacrament of reconciliation or confession, or even just when they come into the office and they say, you know, I really need to talk, and you kind of, you know, tease it out, flesh out a little bit what their issue is, and so many people are reluctant to even articulate, I am angry at God.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
somehow we get this message, either from church or from our parents or whatever, that good girls and boys, you know, are respectful and don't talk back. You know, of
yeah.
course you're not angry with God. But if you look at, as I'm sure you discovered in your journey, as you just mentioned in the Bible, if you look at the Psalms,
oh.
the Psalms in the center of the Bible,
Woo!
I mean, half of them are people cursing out God.
Oh, what is it Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 27? He says, oh Lord, you deceived me and I was deceived.
I was duped. You duped me and I let myself be duped,
oh
Lord.
Oh, and the Hebrew word could be much worse. It could be translated as like, you violated me.
Oh wow!
Yeah, ouch.
So I mean, and
we're one of God's people.
Well, and we also believe that God gives us Scripture as His
yeah.
divine revealed word. So this is God giving to us, okay, this is how it is. So why would He give us all these Psalms and all these Jeremiahs
yeah.
if He didn't actually desire that kind of a relationship? And so
exactly.
I try to get people to say, if you were angry at your closest person, relative, spouse, or mother or father, don't you think they'd want to know that, as opposed to you pretending that everything was hunky dory?
Okay, God
wants to know.
God knows everything,
right.
So he knows your heart. So he's just like, come on, I want you to tell me. I want you to know what I already know, because I can't deal with you if you don't admit it. You know, and I remember going through things, and I was just like, why can't you just be sad for me? And then, you know, because I could hear God saying, well, you know, you wanted those things too much, and you made it an idol, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's what I heard him, you know, that wah, like peanuts,
the Charlie
like the
Brown,
adults
yeah,
and peanuts, yeah, 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 yeah. But I could hear God saying, you know, that's who I imagined in my head. But instead, the real God spoke up, and he said, Susan, what makes you think I'm not sad? Because he does grieve with us. And then I'm like, well, can't you change it? You know, I'm like, but I mean, that was really, I have to say, I mean, when I was really in my worst place, and literally I would get in my car and scream and cry, and I had no place to get a hold of myself, I look back on that, and in a way, sometimes I feel nostalgic because I felt God's presence so clearly, loving me and sitting with me and saying, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know that you feel this way. And I think that's where healing begins, because we have to recognize that he can take it.
Yeah, he can. You know, he can. And not only can he take it, he wants it, because that's genuine. He doesn't want fake us. He wants genuine us.
Yeah. And we construct a fake God who is not listening and doesn't care and is immune to our cries. And in that way, we get resentful and we pull away. I mean, the happy ending is I did end up getting married. Woo! Later. And I've definitely found that in my relationship with my husband. It's like, if I hide what I'm feeling, a barrier goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's only, you know, we all have foibles and difficulty, but it's only through talking about it that you become aware of them and that you find a way to work through them. You end up feeling closer to the person afterwards anyway, because you trust them.
Absolutely.
And God wants us to trust them.
Susan Isaacs is our guest this evening on the Busted Halo Show. The book is Angry Conversations with God, a snarky but authentic spiritual memoir. The book has been out a little bit. What's been reaction from people? Have people said, my gosh, you've really unlocked a whole part of my relationship with God I never knew I could have?
I've had people email me and say, you just changed my mindset about God in 3 days. I just got a really nice email from a guy on Facebook who's going through chemo. And he's like, I don't know, you know, how to deal with all this, but I'm just trying to, you know, stay present. I've had a really amazing contact with people who because they've been allowed to talk, feel like, oh, that gives me permission. And that is so great. Of course, I had one pastor wrote about it on a blog. He's like, get over yourself, girl. Get a job.
Think about the people in Somalia.
Exactly. I'm like, and what do you do for a living? You're a pastor? He was probably from a Rock and Roll Slackers for Jesus.
Rock and Roll Slackers for Jesus?
I don't know.
We don't have Catholic priest slackers for Jesus.
No, yeah. But maybe that's a new, you know, maybe the Benedictines can take that up, or the Jesuits,
that's
or
right.
Something like that. We'll be the slackers for Jesus. it's been really wonderful, because I feel like, you know, that sure beats, you know, being able to minister to people and encourage them is so fulfilling. It sure beats going on a Pampers audition.
On a what? A Pampers?
Like going on audition for Pampers.
Pampers. So you would say like, oh, honey, you're wet and sticky.
Like, help keep the wet away. It's Pampers. Actually, I don't think they would talk about things like that. That versus actually helping change people's lives. It's like, well, God, couldn't I do both?
Yeah. Couldn't I also do the Pampers questions?
Also?
Well, now, that's a good question, because you talk about a happy ending. You've written a book. You've had, obviously, some success with this. And not just, you know, success the way many people define it, but even just those few, like an email from a person here and there.
Yeah.
I guess my question would be, do you still have angry conversations with God?
There's a lot of gratitude and, like, thank you for not dumping me. Thank you for not dumping me. I do, but I recognize a lot of that is my own frustration, and I think that the doorway is open more, where I get, like, well, come on, God, why? He's like, okay, you know, try to be more real about it. And I mean, I grew up a lot. Of course, I mean, it's not like you go through something and all of a sudden you're over it forever. You know, it's all a process. It's progress. It's not perfection. You know, we are going to sin every day of our life until we leave here. You know, we will never be perfect. And God knew that going into things. He knew that that's what was going to happen to us. I don't have the same angry conversations. I just get angry at my husband instead. I just transfer it to the guy.
Angry conversations with cross out God. My husband.
Yeah, actually, I think the next book will be like frustrating conversations about dating. You know, frustrating conversations with God about dating, and then, you know, get to the happy ending. You know, because that's like a whole other ball of wax. There's so many Christian singles who are like, why is it so hard to find somebody with a pulse? You know, I'm serious.
Well, Susan Isaacs, thank you for this. I would generally call it a gift, even if it's just kind of loosening up people that feel that they can't be angry. You know, that is okay to have a conversation. And I like your use of the word authentic, that's really what God wants.
He does.
Whether you're happy, I'd like you to be happy. If you're sad, I'd like you to be sad with me. If you're angry at me, then swing your fist in the air and let's get it out there.
Yeah. You can't do any damage to him.
Yeah. Now, have you been swinging your fist at the ex-boyfriend in Central Park? Have you found him, tracked him down at all? Or?
No. You know, actually, we became friends again a year later, and my thought was like, whew, thank God I didn't marry the guy. You know, I mean, he was so wrong for me. He's a really a good guy, but like, I'm like, Central Park, yeah, you were standing by the pretzel cart. Yeah, I was there. He was like, ouch.
Ouch. Well, now, Susan, for tonight, our pseudo producer, mm-hmm. Brett Sedell,
as he calls himself.
Well, mm-hmm. I think we kind of donned in that. He is a graduate of the University of Southern California, as are you.
Yes, Tommy Trojan.
That's right. Fight on!
Congratulations on the Pac-10 tournament winning, the big basketball.
Oh yeah, you know they can buy anything they want.
Oh!
You know they call USC.
Oh! Wow. Put you down.
I thought we went to the same school. It sounds like a UCLA Bruin now.
You know, I'm divided between, I mean, I did my undergraduate at UCLA and my graduate at USC. You know, my brother was at USC for a decade. He's a big Trojan. I mean, he owes him a lot of money, so of course,
yeah, right.
That's where his loyalty is.
That's okay. Brett owes everybody money.
That's like... What was your degree at USC, at University of Special Connections?
Yeah, I think I had a major in hanging out.
I'm
really good.
He was gainfully employed this weekend. He was hanging out.
Yeah.
Okay, hanging out for money.
Yeah, right.
Excellent. I think, you know what, I think that's what everyone from USC graduates. I'm just going to hang out for money.
They have angry conversations with financial consultants.
Susan Isaacs, thanks so much for joining us. Angry Conversations with God, a snarky but authentic spiritual memoir. Pick it up now. I hope to have you back. When you're in New York, swing by here.
I would love to.
That's great to have you. Thanks.
Thank you.